More alone.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yes, yes, it does. Those lonely nights alternating between Bumble and Tinder, and you just keep swiping. You know the feeling? You guys know what I'm talking about. You just keep swiping, right? Right. You do it on Tinder for about 20 minutes, occasionally. Okay, there's a fat girl. I don't know. And you just can't hit.
Airing every day
from noon to 3.
And it does make you contemplate life as you sit there and you say, well, this is depressing. I'll go check Twitter. And it's just all hatred on there. Go to Facebook. Oh, my grandma had liposuction. That's nice. Yeah, check out this. You go to Instagram. You see all the babes there. Think, man, wouldn't I love to live that life? You think about what it would be like if one of those Instagram models just accidentally swiped right on you for once. Go to Snapchat. Oh, got a new one. New notification. That's from Team Snapchat. Damn it. And happy Easter to you, too.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
So, yeah, if you ask me if technology makes people lonely these days, sometimes the only interaction you get is Uber or Uber Eats. At least you get some human interaction that way.
Just take the point. I don't want it. Just Cody wins.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 3 headlines, Cody McClure.
Thanks, John. Pat.
You're welcome.
Pat Dye has died at the age of 80. The former Auburn football coach has passed. The news comes less than 2 weeks after he was hospitalized due to ongoing kidney issues. He had tested positive for the corona but was asymptomatic. So I don't know if Pat Dye's death will be attributed to coronavirus or, you know, it depends. Some places, they're saying if you had it, basically, they're using it as a cause of death. Other people are saying, well, you know.
Well, they're paying them when you get extra money if
there's a patient that dies from it.
So they're going to claim COVID.
I've heard that, yeah. But it says he had ongoing kidney issues, too, so. But anyway, Pat Dye has died. Today is the 224th birthday of, do you know who?
Tennessee.
The state of Tennessee. Congratulations to Tennessee for turning 224 today.
Cam, please give me a point for trivia tomorrow. I'm now up 2-0.
In other news, Washington, D.C. is on fire. It appears.
What's on fire?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, yikes.
That's interesting. Oh, there were reports last night of a tiger on the loose near the Oakland Zoo. Did you hear about that?
Didn't stay for very long. They caught it up. They caught it pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, that's a shame. Be cool to just have tigers running around in the streets. Wouldn't that be awesome?
No.
Like, I have to dodge them.
Those videos look terrifying all the time whenever I see them, like in India. The tigers getting loose on the street, they seem terrible.
Would you go out?
Problem.
Would you go out if, like, I told you, I'm going to tell you there's 8 tigers in downtown Knoxville.
I would not go to downtown Knoxville.
Okay, 6 tigers.
I would not go to downtown Knoxville.
And you don't know where they are?
There's nothing in downtown Knoxville that I need bad enough to go. Like, there's nothing there that I need to go see. That I would even, if there was 1 tiger on the list.
Even 1 tiger?
I wouldn't need to see it.
You wouldn't like...
What do I need to do downtown that I can't do elsewhere?
You go to a restaurant.
Go to a restaurant in West Knoxville.
Go sit in Market Square.
I can go sit on any patio, and I don't even like sitting in
all right, well, how about this, Mr. Technicality? I'm going to tell you there's 8 tigers on the loose in the county. Would you still go out in the county for the things you need?
Probably. I mean, for the things I need, probably.
You still risk going to the store.
But I'm not going to go to the restaurant and sit on the patio or walk in Market Square, no.
What is the number of tigers you would need to not go out at all?
To not go out at all?
Like you need groceries? I guess you got to risk it if you need groceries.
I would probably go out only at the hottest part of the day. Because I feel like, I mean, just what I know about cows, like... When it's really hot, cows go to the shade, so I would imagine tigers would find some shade during the really hot part of the day,
too. Just hanging out under the trees.
Like, I would imagine, like, that. Like, I wouldn't want to come to the radio station with those trees and, like, you know, we got water here. Like, I feel like they would be pretty comfortable here, yeah. Like, they might get us when we walk to our car, but the only time I would go out is, like, 3 o'clock, the hottest part of the day. I would hit and go get some groceries.
If I saw one under that tree out there, I think I would try to, like, just...
No, you wouldn't.
Hey, buddy.
No, you wouldn't.
Hey, buddy.
No, you wouldn't.
Come here.
You used to get scared.
Here, kitty.
You used to get scared whenever...
Kitty.
You used to get scared whenever Houston's little dog come around. Where's that dog been, by
the way? I didn't get scared of that dog. I just didn't like that dog because I could tell it was addicted to crack. It's just a rough-looking dog, you know?
You go in the market square if there's tigers?
Four.
Four? No, you do four?
If there's four
you
tigers...
You go to market square
if
now.
If I get safe passage into the restaurant I'm going to, I think I'd do it.
Yeah?
Because it's more likely they're going to get the other people than me. So.
Yeah.
Say that again, Cam.
I like...
If I get safe passage...
What are you over there saying now, Mr. I Can Beat Up John Jones?
Are the tigers blind? no, I said I'd like to be there for tigers.
Yeah, you're just a weird animal guy, though. You just want to see the tigers.
You taking John Jones or a blind tiger?
I think I go tiger. I take John Jones over a wolf, though.
Tiger's got better senses than...
I'd take John Jones over a wolf.
I wouldn't. What's he going to do to it?
Break its neck.
Nah.
I was on Arian Foster's side a couple years ago, and he was saying a man would beat a wolf.
I don't know.
You put them out in the wilds, just one wolf versus one John Jones.
No weapons. I got the wolf.
Never
heard of a rock, though. You can find a rock or a tree branch. You're out in the wild. Like I think that's fair rules.
Never heard of the lone wolf, bro?
Or no? Is that not fair? Is that not
No, I think if you're gonna fight the wolf, you want to do it like in your house. You don't want to go in his territory. He knows that land. He knows how. I'm not gonna mess with him on his own
turf.
Well, yeah,
but in your house, then you can get a knife. Then of course you're gonna beat the wolf. Or you have a gun.
I still don't know for sure. Well, a gun, probably. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying you have a better chance with a knife. Is all I'm saying.
A knife in my house versus a wolf, I'm still taking the wolf.
Yeah, versus you.
Or you.
Or me.
Or
yeah.
Cam.
Not,
or anyone.
Not a true alpha male. Not a true
who, like Rambo?
Warrior. Yeah. Somebody
like Sylvester
trained,
Stallone?
Someone John trained Wick. Someone trained to fight. Someone trained
Keanu
to fight
Reeves.
Hand-to-hand combat.
John Jones with a knife? Nah, give me the wolf.
He's good at wrestling. I think he gets... although he's not...
The wolf's good at killing.
I don't know if John Jones is the guy we need to be using. Like, I don't know if he's the guy we need to be using. I don't think John Jones even has that many knockouts. We need somebody with some knockout power that could just destroy
Tyson,
the wolf. Yeah,
Tyson in his prime.
But I don't know if he has the ground game. We need somebody that can do both.
The wolf is a trained killer.
He's not trained.
What the wolf?
I mean, he's got to kill the survive.
The wolf has to murder
habitual.
Things
not,
to eat.
Well, I know, but it's just habitual. He's not like trained. He's not like been.
John Jones can go buy a T-bone at
Again,
the store.
I don't know if John Jones is the guy I even want to use. I don't know.
Well, I don't know who you use, but
could
I'm,
you punch somebody? Could you punch a wolf really hard in the throat and
I don't
stun
think
it?
So.
I don't know.
I don't think
probably
so.
If you punch it hard, that would probably stun it. But
could you choke a wolf?
I think you guys would get murdered. So murdered.
Can you choke animals to death?
Yeah, I mean, they breathe the same way as us, pretty much.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it worked the same way.
It just would be harder because...
You know how their throats were.
Yeah, some of them have thicker, like...
I've had cows in headlocks before, and I mean, I can never choke that cow out.
Yeah, it's like some of them, you know, if your necks are bigger like that, or they have thick fur or something, like blocking it.
Which I guess it's got its head caught in the head chute before and almost choked to death, so I guess it's possible. Okay, good talk. Any other ones?
Yeah, I got a few. Dennis Rodman is begging looters to stop. He says, we're humans, not animals. Dennis Rodman says he's seen enough. He's begging people to pull back. Someone needs to come out and say, hey, guys, why are we looting? Why are we stealing? Why are we creating more issues? This is a bad situation, but if you're going to protest, do it the right way. You don't have to go and burn down things and steal things. So those are Dennis Rodman's thoughts.
Okay.
Kareem says nothing has changed in America since Rodney King in 30 years.
King State, or... not King's statement, but Kareem's statement was pretty good.
Yeah.
He is very insightful.
I like Kareem. You do too. You like him more than Michael Jordan.
Second best basketball player of all time. Maybe the best. I don't know. Maybe the best. Second or first. LeBron, Kareem, and one or two. I don't know. And then Jordan, three.
No, Kareem's going to need a few more rings for me. DeSean Jackson says if no fans are at the games, players should be mic'd up. Would you like that with no fans if the players were mic'd up?
Yeah, I just don't know if the league would like that.
They would need to do some censoring, I imagine. I wish they wouldn't, though. I'd like to just hear every single thing the guys say.
I mean, ESPN has shown that they don't care to use the bad language during the Jordan infomercial. I would like to see what they, just let a couple of basketball games just be as bad trash talk as you want.
Wasn't there an issue last year where somebody said something and it got, they were mic'd up and they didn't like, it was NFL Films, wasn't it? They got in trouble, like NFL Films used something they said they wouldn't use.
Yeah, it was about Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, that's Ghost, right? Yes, that's what it was. Thank you. I couldn't remember. I knew you'd remember.
Another point for me in trivia, please, Cam.
I mean, I brought the topic to the surface. I just needed
Basically, you asked a trivia question, and I got it because this big brain holds a lot of information.
I drove the car to the cliff. I just needed you to drive it off.
I pushed it off. I was not in the car. I did not want to go over the cliff. I just gave you the final push while in neutral.
Thank you for your help. Certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, but yeah, they made Sam Darnold look bad. I don't think they'll ever do that. If they do broadcast these games live, there will be a 15-second delay, at least.
Hmm. You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't have a player saying something bad in the heat of the moment. Something that would, like, the Players Association's not going to want that, right? Because nothing good's really going to come out of it in terms of a branding opportunity. Like, it might be good entertaining trash talking, but it's not going to help them make any money.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's just what I think.
Yeah.
You got any?
A super volcano that could wipe out the U.S. and kill billions may be overdue for an eruption.
Yeah. Could wipe out the U.S. and kill how many people?
Billions.
Are they talking about Yellowstone?
No. Yes, they are. They're talking about a super volcano
in Yellowstone
National Park.
It is overdue to blow up, though.
They said it could cause an ultra catastrophe. Warns an extinction events.
It could almost cause extinction if it blew up.
According to an extinction events expert, he said
it would go all across the.
Yeah, the ash cloud would basically cover almost the entire planet, and really? Cool down the planet to where we basically go into another ice age.
Right, where then we couldn't grow crops, and
it would be bad.
It would make the planet uninhabitable. It says.
Yeah, it's well overdue to explode. Like it's been known to explode like every, I can't remember the number, but like we're past. By a few thousand years when it usually explodes. So.
It hasn't happened in 640,000 years.
Yeah, and I want to say it's like every 500,000 it usually explodes or something too. So
we're just kind of day by day just waiting
on it. Happy 2020, everybody.
Yeah, right on December 31st as we as the countdown starts.
We think we made it.
Yeah, as the countdown starts, we realize all along that 2012 was actually 2020.
It's a really cool documentary about it too they made.
I'm kind of scared about this now, so I don't want to watch it.
Can you imagine if something like that happened?
We'd have a little time because we're on the East Coast and we're a little farther away.
What are we gonna do?
Get as far away as you can from it.
I guess
it's gonna take over the whole planet.
Yeah, but I'm hopping on the plane. I'm going towards the equator and trying to just get away.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be easy to do, Cam. If volcanoes collapse, I'm sure you'll be able to find a seat on a plane. I'm sure that will be where you need to go.
Well,
who you gonna call? Trey Wallace?
I'm driving to the airport and buying one off.
My dad's got a plane. I'm good.
Oh, there you go.
He'll pick me up.
I'm sure he'll come here and get you.
2012.
I hope so. Yeah,
I'm sure
we'll see the ash cloud behind us as we fly across the sea.
Yeah, you can't fly through an ash cloud, so yeah, you got to get on the plane before the ash cloud.
It'll be like that. It'll be like the fire just right behind us as we're getting out of the city.
Yeah.
Just like Day After Tomorrow, I believe.
2012, that movie.
Might have been 2012, I don't know. That
was about Yellowstone erupting pretty much.
Yeah. Maybe these end times people are right, you know? You always hear the people talking about the end times.
Got any other headlines?
Maybe they're right. Yeah, I do. I do have a few.
That means they're not any good. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. We have seen, just since the show started, the Washington Nationals have went ahead and said, you know what, we're sorry about that whole minor league thing. We'll pay our minor leaguers. So the Nationals, as an organization, said, okay, we just won a World Series. Let's not ruin our goodwill so far. This soon, we will go ahead and pay our minor leaguers. There was a NBA's Board of Governors meeting on Friday, a call. And I don't know how familiar you are with the NBA's restart plan, Cody, but there is serious talk that they are just bringing back 22 teams in July. That the bottom four teams from each conference will be left out.
Okay.
That, you know,
Nobody wants to see them play anyway, really.
Yeah, I mean, if you cut a third of the league out, they're saying, hey, you can avoid some, you know, you can avoid potential spread and potential, you know, strain on the facilities and all that. Like the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are 19-46 and 11 games out of the playoffs in the East, don't really need to be there. We know they suck. Same as the Golden State Warriors. Although, if I'm the Golden State Warriors, I'm like, hey, we'll take a chance. Steph Curry's back healthy. Like, put us in this tournament. Make us run a gauntlet. And they might like their chances of pulling off some upsets. That might be actually fun to watch. But, yeah, in the East, the four teams that will be left out will be the Knicks, the Pistons, the Hawks, and the Cavs.
Oh.
I would like to see the Hawks, any type of like short playoff
tournament.
It'd
be very annoying,
like,
I think, for other teams.
Have a chance to maybe make a splash. The Spurs, Suns, Timberwolves, and Warriors. So, you know, of those teams, there aren't, you know, the Pistons, the Timberwolves, the Spurs would be considered small market at least. The Hawks aren't really a small market. Atlanta's a big market. But some owners, including the Oklahoma City owner, who has put his name to it, has said that we really need to think about this and the financial strains that you will put on these smaller market teams that might not get to play. As the NBA moves towards a plan of only inviting 22 teams, Bennett spoke of exhausting ways to accommodate non-playoff teams still wanting to play. Is there a way to bring back all 30 teams? You're on board saying we don't need those, just bring back 22, have a short regular season, then do some type of tournament to decide who gets the playoffs?
Yeah, well, they got to do, you've said, a certain amount of games to get the local TV money, right? So they got to do that.
Yeah, which I don't know what happens to the teams that wouldn't get to do that. Like, I mean, surely they wouldn't make the other teams just miss out on local TV money, because there's no way any of these eight teams would agree, like, hey, we're not coming back at this point because we need that TV money.
Yeah, so I don't know if that would really make sense.
For the teams left out of the playoffs, they have said, hey, if you don't play, we might make you have a mandatory summer training camp and then play like a regional fall league of four to five teams that could help bridge the gap between when you guys play basketball again, because basically you would have been playing, you'd been going without 8 months without playing basketball as an organization. Like if you look at March all the way up till, you know, if the season starts in December, you wouldn't get back together until like November. So like, hey, we might have to make you play a summer thing. Just something to keep in mind. Now they have a vote on Thursday, Cody. The next deadline for the NBA is Thursday, whenever they will vote on how and when to restart the season. Right now, though, the NBA is working to complete the details of a 22-team format in Orlando.
Should we know on Thursday?
Yeah.
Like, finally?
I'd imagine Thursday we will have the plan hammered out.
I've been waiting for a long time.
A three-fourths majority of the 30 teams is required for a plan's passage, but the owners expect unanimous support for whatever the NBA's final proposal is. So basically they are trying to say, hey, here's what we want, but we're not going to vote against it and try to stop it because we want to look unified in this, and we back what you want to do, Adam Silver, and the Players Association. Like, whatever you guys decide, we will just show strength and we will show unity and vote 30-0 in terms of getting this passed. Seems as if, like, you know, like I talked about last week, Cody, that they just want Zion Williamson in the tournament. They want to expand it and just make it 22 teams and have some fun there. And because in the East, like, I mean, like, there's no race for the 8 seed in the East. It's pretty much locked in. Like, the Wizards are 5.5 games back. But in the West, you do have a jumble of the Blazers, Pelicans, and Kings only 3.5 games back from the Grizzlies.
I guess eventually we'll go to the reordered seeding, right?
Yeah. They might do that this year. There's been a lot of talks of a 22 game type of format that, you know, maybe has some pool play in it involved. I don't know. They're trying to hammer this out before Thursday. We don't know what the proposal will be. And we don't even know if there will be any type of advantage given to the Mavericks, who are basically 6 or 7 games clear of a playoff spot. Do they have to play in the play-in tournament? Because there's been talks, Cody, it'll be for the 7 and the 8 seed. That doesn't seem quite fair. Dallas is mad about that. We don't know. I don't know what the easiest way to do it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know some people feel like you should just go ahead and just give it the 8 teams in each conference. Most of those are Grizzlies fans saying that. Like, hey, we earned our spot. We don't want to have to do this again. I mean, they have a lead over the Pelicans through this amount of games. But, you know, the schedules haven't been balanced. And, you know, you thought you had more time together to try to make a run. So I don't think you can just go straight into the playoffs. But does a team deserve an advantage for being ahead in the standings? You can't just really spring that up on them of, hey, you got one game to decide who gets in the playoffs, even though you've been better through 65 games.
It's pretty wild that it's been this long now without any like live sports going on as far as team sports.
It's basketball. Wild that also they don't have any plans. It's wild that they haven't like thought of the plan between now and then, like that we're still here. That's the crazy part to me, Cody, is we're 4 days away from the vote and they don't know what they're voting on yet. And they've had 3 months to come up with the plan.
Yeah, it's been almost 3 months. Like it was, I guess, middle of March, right, when basketball ended. So 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Would you have thought that we were going to go that long without basketball?
Yeah.
Like when we first knew that it was what it was?
When we first knew what it was, I mean, there were people worried that it wouldn't be football.
Yeah.
Like when it first happened, I mean, I don't know if you remember the feeling around that, but I mean, we thought, you know, we might not get sports in the fall either. I mean, I remember putting polls up and like 2 weeks into it, there were people saying there would be no football at all. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I thought basketball might not come back.
I wonder where they'll play most of the games. Are they going to do the Orlando thing?
Yeah.
Is that where they're going to do everything?
Yep. Hmm. There had been talks of splitting it between Orlando and Vegas, but I think if they just do this 22-team format, they think that all of them can just handle Orlando.
Just put them up in the hotels at Disney World.
It'll be fun. Like, I mean, because I'd imagine they'll have some like family, maybe that the family they're quarantined are allowed to go to games. So that'd be cool if we have some trash talking among the families.
That would be entertaining.
Have some beef between the wives of other players and stuff. Like, that could be cool. Some run-ins after the game. You know, you had the story a couple years ago of the Rockets trying to go through back tunnels to get into the Clippers locker room to fight them. Like. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe if you're all in Orlando, there's a fight that breaks out. Although I would imagine the NBA is going to be on pins and needles. Like, hey, guys, you have to be on your best behavior.
One of the Disney rides.
Yeah. So-and-so has sprung an ankle getting off the Tower of Terror.
The teacups are over there.
The financial elements, they say that if they have a 22-team format, that's worth several $100 million more in revenue than the 16-team straight-to-playoffs plan. So it's definitely going to be the 22-team model if you can make, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars more.
I would like to see the Hawks, though.
Well, the ESPN article that I'm reading has the Hawks owner, Tony Ressler, who passionately pleaded, saying that they want to keep playing.
I think it's huge for development, too.
Like, yeah. He said he wants to keep playing and said that he wants to do whatever he can to get back on the field, on the court. And didn't even really, like, talk about any chance for the playoffs. Just basically, like, we want to get out there and play.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that means they want the local money. Again, I don't know how the local money is affected by this. But, you know, maybe just wants to have his guys out there being competitive.
Yeah, I want it more for the competitive just growth as the young – because it's such a young team. I think that competitive experience would be good for them. I could care less about the playoffs at this point.
But not every they say not every team that is eliminated from the playoffs feel the same way, and like some of those players don't want to come back. So
sounds like a bunch of losers to me.
Yeah, it does. But again, if you knock off 8 of your 30 teams, that does seem to take a pretty big amount of strain off of the facilities that have to host you and the doctors and all that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. That vote's on Thursday. We'll play some winners and losers of the weekend as we wind down this Monday edition of Talk Sports. Stick with us.
Hi, this is Lee.
All right, let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. It is Monday. It is 2:30. Cameron, please hit that beautiful, soothing music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
Winners and losers.
Winners and losers.
All right, man, hit me with your winners of the weekend.
All right, dude. Okay, bro. Number three winner of the weekend for me, I'm going with J.R. Smith, who beat up that guy who was trying to vandalize his car.
Yep.
I think good for J.R. Smith. He said, hey, don't mess with that. I'm going to beat you up, and he did. He beat the guy up. And as a result, J.R. Smith made news and was praised. My number two winner, SpaceX. SpaceX is what I'm trying to say. SpaceX. Elon Musk, privately owned. Cam, you said, is this the first time a privately owned company has gone to space?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Say. At least it's US-wise, I couldn't think of anybody outside of NASA that has done it.
It's always been a national thing. Yeah. Even though they were kind of dominated in the news because of everything else going on, it was cool to see. That was one thing that people kind of rallied around, I think, on the weekend, over the weekend, seeing the rocket launch.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And my number one winner, I go with a hockey team in Huntsville, Alabama. The University of Alabama Huntsville men's hockey team.
Okay.
Have you heard this story? Guess not.
No.
Turns out they were set to close down shop and end their program just over a week ago. That is, until private donors and the hockey world stepped in and raised an absurd amount of money to revive the program.
Okay.
1 week after the Chargers men's hockey program said it would be eliminated, alumni and supporters started a GoFundMe account and raised more than guess how much money to revive the program to play this season. You got to realize, University of Alabama, Huntsville. You been to Huntsville? Not a lot going on in Huntsville, except, well, NASA, which kind of ties to the last point, which is interesting. But anyway, guess how much money for a small college hockey team?
I feel like it doesn't take that much money to fund the small hockey team, so I guess it's going to be like $300,000, but I'm imagining you're going to hit me with like $8 million.
Oh, no, it's not that much. But half a million, $500,000.
$300,000 was a pretty good guess.
Yeah, $500,000. Seems like a lot of money
for just a hockey team. You were really overselling that.
You think so? I mean, you guessed $300,000.
Well, I mean, I know.
It's half a million.
It's pretty close.
Not really. It's $200,000 more than what you said. You only guessed 60% of the figure.
I feel like it was pretty close, though, on a scale of raising money.
So if you're not impressed by the story.
If it's $1 up to like $500 million, I feel like I did pretty close, you know?
They're not going to raise $500 million. I mean, that would
I know. So $10 million, I mean, I feel like $200,000 pretty close.
So you're not impressed by the fundraising effort for the University of Alabama Huntsville men's hockey team?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Have you considered the players on the University of Alabama Huntsville men's hockey team?
I'm happy for them.
You would call them winners, yes? Is this a bad number one winner of the week?
No, I'm happy for them that they get to keep playing.
Seems like you hate this story.
I don't. I don't. Do I sound like I hate this story? I don't want to sound like I hate this story. It's a cool story.
I was just trying to highlight a semi-local.
I don't think that's. I don't think we call that semi-local.
I mean, we call Nashville semi-local. Like it's Huntsville's in the
state.
Not.
I mean,
but it's not far. It's like Tennessee River runs by there. I mean,
you got any? Was that number one?
That was my number one winner. I'm sorry you hated it so much.
We had the same number three. I got J.R. Smith as my number three as well. May 31st is now his day. He redeemed himself. A couple years ago, he had the infamous Game 1 meltdown of the NBA Finals where he did not know how much time was left on the clock.
Oh, wow. That happened on the same day?
Yep. And then a couple years later, he beat someone's ass for busting his truck windows.
I didn't realize it was the same day.
Now, we'll see if J.R. Smith's the winner at the end of this, because I feel like he kind of incriminated himself by putting out the video. We'll see if this guy can find out he has a bunch of money and sue him for something. I don't know.
I mean, it was pretty clear that guy was beating on his car, though, wasn't it?
Can you beat on someone's face for beating on your car? I don't know. I don't know what the rule is there.
I don't know either. I feel like you should be able to, but...
I know there's rules about property, like in defending property, but he didn't, like, kill the guy. Obviously, he just punched him in the face a couple times. I don't know.
Very well.
But for now, he is my number three winner of the weekend. Number two, I'll go with NASCAR. I saw a lot of people talking about how good the NASCAR race was yesterday that Bristol delivered in terms of the excitement. Feel the same way, Cam? I saw a lot of people saying it was a really good race.
Yeah, it was. They always keep it really interesting there because it's such a small track, and it's real easy to kind of like lose your grip and stuff, so there was a lot of wrecks, which kept it interesting, and, you know, sucks for the drivers, I guess, if it kind of got knocked out, but yeah, it keeps it interesting to watch because you never know what's going to happen, and, you know, anything can happen at any time, and yeah, I enjoyed watching it, the parts I was able to watch. So, yeah, I can definitely see how it got big talk about it. That's good for Bristol, though. Maybe there's some people that have never really, like, wanted to go to Bristol now are like, oh, whenever, you know, you can go back. Or like, oh, yeah, let's take a trip to Bristol and watch NASCAR. So
Bristol delivers, man. I would suggest anybody go to a Bristol race, whether you're a fan or not.
The last couple of weeks have put out some really good racing, and no fans have been there to see it. But they've been home watching on TV, so... We'll see what the TV ratings look like, but I just saw NASCAR people that either are fans or used to be fans or whatever saying that they were impressed with the racing. So good news for NASCAR this weekend. They're number two. My number one winner of the weekend was my guy, though, Gilbert Burns. I thought that he looked awesome, and he is now my favorite UFC fighter. He might be in – I mean, that's not what makes him the big winner, although, like, I think it kind of helps, but – he is going to be maybe in line to be the number one contender and fight for his weight division's championship, which would then set himself up for big money. And, you know, these guys had to fight on ESPN+/ESPN. I'd imagine his next fight will be on pay-per-view because he has earned himself to be a draw. And I'll throw in honorable mention for Jamal Hall Hill. He was a – Jamal Hall. Jamal. That's a weird way to spell Jamal. Is it Jamal? J-A-M-A-H-A-L? Is that just Jamal?
Yeah, I think that would just
I've never seen Jamal spelled that way.
Me neither.
But Jamal Hall felt weird. So, well, Jamal. No, you're putting the H in the wrong place. Jamal Hall.
Where's the H?
In between the A and the A-L.
So it's J-A-M.
A-H-A-L.
Jamal Hall. Jamal Hall.
I thought he looked awesome, too. And pretty good for him. They were immediately interviewing him afterwards, which, by the way, Daniel Cormier, he's been a big winner of this, too. Like, Daniel Cormier seems really, really good as a UFC announcer. Like, he is really, really good at doing the interviews, too, and they all respect him because they know he's a bad man, and he can never beat Jon Jones, but he is kind of the face of UFC when it comes to current fighters. Like, he's the only one still around that can actually, like, fight and do his thing when he has to, but he was interviewing Hill afterwards. And it was just like, you know what? Your win was so impressive that Halle Berry texted Dana White and said, you're the real deal.
Oh,
and he's like, what? Really? Oh, shout out to her. Like, yeah, Halle Berry apparently watching UFC and texted Dana. Like, this guy is electric. Put him on more fights. So maybe he'll be on pay-per-view as well. I thought he was a big winner. So those are my biggest winners, Gilbert Burns and Jamal Hill.
Is this a single man?
I don't know. He might be.
Might be now.
If he's not, his girlfriend is probably mad, salty, that Halle Berry was firing off some texts on his behalf.
Does Halle Berry still have it?
Yeah. Halle Berry still got it.
She works out a ton. Like
Halle Berry.
She's around the fighting world because she has like a personal trainer that kind of does stuff similar to that.
Yeah.
Halle Berry still has the juice.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think she's 53.
She still has the juice, though. What a beautiful woman.
Halle Berry.
What a woman. Those are my biggest winners of the weekend. Cody, hit me with your losers, please.
Oh, boy, Catwoman. You ever heard of Catwoman?
Yeah, that movie was garbage.
Yeah, it's one of the worst movies of all.
Looks like a good movie to me.
Just watch the basketball scene.
Number three loser for me, I'm going to go with baseball fans. It's not looking good for baseball, probably behind the other sports as we discussed earlier. So number three, I go with baseball fans. Whether you're on the player's side or the owner's side, whatever, I mean, the fans not going to be able to get to watch baseball is going to be a problem.
Seems bad.
Seems bad. Number two loser for me, people in cities who just opened their stores back up after the coronavirus. It'd be a really bad time to have a storefront.
It shouldn't be funny. It's not funny. It's bad timing.
It may not be funny, but it's kind of, I mean, it sucks, you know, like... Well, there was a pandemic, so we were closed for 2.5 months.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
And then the week we opened up, we got bricks through the window.
That's tough.
So that would be tough. I'm sure there's several examples of places like that. I was watching on the news last night. I know Santa Monica, there were several storefronts that have been knocked out there and all around the country. So that sucks. And my number one loser is coronavirus. Sorry, bro. We just forgot about you.
We're on a side quest.
We got new things going on now, you know. You're old news. COVID-19. We were sick of you. So we replaced you.
We'll see.
With burning cars in Seattle.
We'll see. I hope that Rona doesn't remind everyone that she's around. I hope that we are just like, yeah, that was crazy. It's over.
Rona's yeah, she's gone. Old news.
No, that was your biggest loser of the weekend?
Yeah.
Number three for me, I went with baseball owners. You went with fans. I went with the owners. I just think that they are looking bad right now, but... either way, baseball fans. Baseball in general, just a loser right now. Number two for me, I went with Alabama kickers. They were just minding their business last night, and the video game kickers missed two kicks in the Dougs-Tennessee-Alabama game as Dougs was able to go in and go into Tuscaloosa and win. Alabama's kickers just minding their own business and yet got made fun of on the internet last night because a computer version of them missed two kicks.
Boy, I forgot all about Dougs.
It's a weird time to be doing the video games.
With all right the now. News going yeah. on, I completely forgot.
It's a little weird to be doing that right now.
That Florida game was a lot bigger last weekend than the Alabama game.
Alabama was good, though. Went to overtime.
Yeah.
Went to overtime. He won by 1 point.
Went for two. Went and that's still here.
Went for two and got it.
Damn that.
Number one, my biggest loser of the weekend, sex in the UK. The government is now deeming that you cannot have sex with someone in your house unless they live with you.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Sex in your house with someone from outside of your household is set to become illegal.
What if you live with your mom?
I would hope that wouldn't matter at all in this situation.
I know. I'm just saying nobody can come in from the outside. What if, you live with your sister or you live with an aunt?
What is wrong with you?
That's the point of the story. How are they
gonna police that? They're not going to be able to. Really, just there's. They're basically it's new lockdown measures that will prevent people from socializing with one person from outside their household in a private space. Like, basically, you can't have a friend come over.
Even worse for some guys. What if you just live with your wife?
Okay, we'll just go to break.
Last just call. Because you don't get it doesn't mean the audience.
You don't think
doesn't
I get it? You think it was just so high?
No, I think you get it. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean someone else didn't chuckle.
Yeah, that's fine.
You
and just because you think it was worth a chuckle doesn't mean that other people just look at it and say, "Wow, that was really dumb." And that was.
It's
just,
not really dumb. It's a lot of guys have trouble living with their wives. It was a everyday man reference.
Mine was. More
and you've
about
gone
the
away from being everyday man. You used to be a man's man.
Mine was more about you talking about sex with your mother. That was more the thing that.
I
me.
Wasn't you saying have sex with sex your mother. With your that's that not what I
was,
said.
That's what was weird to me.
No, don't try to Freud me. I said it would suck if you just lived with your mom, like you couldn't even have a girlfriend come over. Like, you live at home with your parents. Wouldn't that be awful?
That has nothing to do with the story.
Of course it does, because those are the only other people in the house. That was my point.
So what was your point?
That you couldn't have sex.
But you could have before the law? Like, I don't understand the point.
Yeah, you could have had people come over before. Now you can't, right? Because the UK outlawed having sex in your home with anyone you don't
live with.
But
where's the mother come into it?
Because you're not going to have sex with your mother. If you live at home with your parents, it would suck. It means you can't have sex at home with anyone.
But you couldn't have had sex before the law was made in. the law just got made. You still lived with your mother yesterday.
Now you can still bring your girlfriend over, though. Now you
can't. So what's the problem with the law? So I don't understand why the mother being there has to do with anything. Because are you not bringing the woman home because mom lives there? Or were you trying to make a joke about having sex with your mother?
I'm not talking about having sex with your mother.
I don't understand what the point of this is.
The point was that you can't have anybody come over, as the story reads in the headline.
Right, but living with your mom, like, are you saying you weren't bringing them over because your mom lived there before? Or, like, what are you saying?
No, you could still bring them over before.
So what does the mother have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just saying it would be one of the more unfortunate situations to live at home with your mother.
Do you understand what he's saying, Cam? Am I just missing this? Or was he trying to make a weird incest joke and now he's trying to backtrack?
I thought it was an incest joke joke was about cheating on your wife, that and is, now I'm just completely lost.
Oh, my God. That is not what it is. What have you known me to backtrack on incest?
David Britt was...
Last Call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Stop by and pick you up a bottle of the award-winning Volunteer Vodka. All right, let's pump the brakes. Let's keep rolling. You want to go first or second?
First.
Go for it.
I've got the creepiest letter ever written by a girl's dad to her ex-boyfriend.
Okay, I saw this. Pump
your brakes. Thank you for respecting the game. A dad of a daughter wrote a letter to her ex-boyfriend after finding out that they had sex back in high school. I'm guessing this was some years ago. He said to the guy, "Since you have not raised a daughter, you cannot imagine the emotions and feelings that I have endured without relief since then." Since that moment he found out that they did it, I guess, and his daughter had been with this guy. "However, I will tell you that my wrath against you is so great that to kill you by prolonged and extreme torture, followed by the thorough desecration and destruction of your corpse, would not be enough to extinguish my anger." The man continues in his letter, "However, I am restrained from doing violence against you by the sole fact that I have given my heart to our Savior Jesus Christ, and doing willful harm to a fellow Christian is an impossibility. Moreover, I cannot hate a person enough to desire that they should suffer eternal torment in hell. So, I've sought for a resolution somewhere between these extremes." So he's offering a compromise of such.
A way to settle things.
He went on to tell the boy, the man now, I guess, who had the relationship with his daughter many years ago. He said, "I have decided instead to petition the courts of heaven to take from you and give to me that which is your dearest possession, your youth, and all the good that goes with it. Specifically, I demand divine restitution that will aid you and rejuvenate me 49 years. Therefore, it is from this date you discover that you have aged, that when you discover you have aged significantly or aging rapidly, know that it is not a medical condition. It is the judgment of God."
Did he just put a spell on this guy?
It kind of seems like it. This guy wrote a letter to his daughter's ex-boyfriend. Imagine receiving that letter.
Would you be afraid? Would you take it serious? I mean, I guess they take it serious? They posted it, so now the guy's shamed, although we don't know who sent it, but...
I would laugh at
you
that.
You would laugh? You wouldn't be a little afraid?
I guess
this guy wasn't promising.
Oh, you gotta be afraid of a guy like that.
He just cursed you.
Yeah, but he wasn't putting any physical... He said he wasn't going to physically harm you. He just basically said, "I'm going to steal
your
youth."
Like to.
Yeah, but he's not... He said he didn't say he was going to. He just said, "Hey, I'm going to steal your youth."
I don't know. If I was that guy, and, like, typically I didn't have, like... a lot of facial hair or something, and suddenly I started growing a beard, or like I started to get gray in my beard all of a sudden.
Balding.
Yeah. It would be kind of weird.
I mean, because it's the perfect curse, because you are going to age.
Yeah.
Like five years from now, if you're aging, you'll be like, "Oh man,
it's happening.
I've been so terrified." And maybe you're stressed out over this curse that you age a little bit quicker. If life gets you down and you're stressed out, like, you might find yourself, aging a little quickly.
That's a new one. I've never heard of people using God to suck people's youth away.
It's the perfect. It's the perfect curse.
Apparently, the guy's like in his late 20s now. They broke up over a decade ago. Him and the guy's daughter.
How did the guy find out that they did the deed?
He basically said that it's bothered him ever since, for over a decade.
And so he's like, you know what? Now I'm going to write this letter to curse you.
Yeah. Apparently, the guy that got the letter's been married to a woman for 7 years. Like, they just found this in the mailbox this guy had sent after this happened over a decade ago. This sounds like one of those unhealthy, just like,
yeah,
crazy. Like, maybe this guy's got like a thing for his daughter or something.
You follow up the last segment with that.
I'm just, is it not weird? I mean, it's pretty weird.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, how do you feel as the daughter? You gotta be like,
what's your story?
I ain't got time for a story. I got breaking news. Not breaking news.
Real.
We had talked about it last two segments ago. It would not be the four bottom teams in the NBA that would be eliminated. It would just be the four teams with the, or the eight teams with the absolute worst record. So the NBA is basically moving towards a 16, just top 16 seeds, regardless of conference. Because right now, the teams that would be invited would be the 16 teams that would qualify for the playoffs. Eight in the East, eight in the West, obviously. And then the Spurs, Kings, Pelicans, Blazers, Wizards, and Suns. So basically, they would do something with, you know, you have one East team in there and then another five West teams. The teams that would be pretty close to making the playoffs there. So the Spurs and Suns wouldn't be eliminated. They'd have a chance. So just a little update there. All right. Good show today by you, Cody. Good show today by you, Bacam. Russell and Bear back in studio. The Drive. Getting back in here into the Fan Run studio. So stay locked in here on 105.7 Fan Run Radio.